Hi, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. And I'm here with my co-host today, Pastor Butch Paul, bringing you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. And it is Thursday, March 29th, 2018. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Miss Melody. How are you today?
Oh, it's just fantastic here. A beautiful day on the eastern shore of Maryland. And I almost thought, well, maybe Butch can do the show all by himself.
Well, I would if you had told me. I would have. But I don't want to. It's 75 degrees down here and the sun is shining. Now, it's not going to last, I realize that, but I'm enjoying it. It's actually hot. We got windows and doors open all through the office. I love it. Yes,
I know. Well, we're not that warm here on the eastern shore, but we have a nice breeze going. It was sun shiny all day, and I will take it.
Amen to that.
Because April showers are coming.
Oh, yeah. Well, we had plenty of those in March, along with snows, too. You know that.
Yeah,
so.
Yes, I do.
Things are getting green down here. Things are starting to get green. I'm looking out in the yard. Grass is growing, and the bushes are starting to get green. So it's starting to come around.
Yes, it is, as it usually does. And gold had a little bit of green today after the pressure we've seen earlier this week. Gold was up almost a buck at $1,326. Silver's up 7 cents today at $16.43. Platinum was down 6 at $934, and palladium was down 17 at $958. The USDX today was trading just a little weaker, down 0.02 at 90.05. Crude oil was up 50 cents today at $64.88. And the paper markets today, you know, we're heading into a holiday weekend. Trading is light. So you're going to have all sorts of distorted numbers this week, and I think this is probably a little bit what we're seeing in the paper markets. You have the Dow is up 1.3%, 311 points at 24,159. The NASDAQ was up 114 points today at 7,063. And the S&P was up 36 points at 2,641. Continued pressure on the 10-year yield, 2.74%, down 0.03. Euro is trading weaker at 123. European and Asian markets were all stronger overnight. And it really is. Bitcoin was down another 6% today. And the emotion that's still driving the market and is extreme fear, numbered at 9. So it's up a couple points from yesterday. But certainly the paper markets don't reflect any fear that is being generated in the markets. You know, everybody is still giddy. But there's so many things that are going on. It's really hard to, there's such wide degrees that you can, you know, find these huge, you can find some great news, Butch. You can find great news, but then you can find all kinds of holes in the great news.
of course. But I got to share this, Melody. I figured it out. I know why the market's up today and everything is so giddy. The Pope just said, finally, he declared he did away with hell. I'm not making it up.
Oh.
Pope Francis did away with hell. There is no hell, he says. So, see, that's why everybody's so happy. That's why they're buying and selling. There's no hell left.
Who's that guy that died last week? He'll be happy.
Really? I mean, that's why everybody's so giddy. The Pope just destroyed hell.
Who was that guy last week that died? The one that thought we were all monkeys and...
Oh, yeah. My goodness, I lost it. I know you're talking about, too. I can see his face. Oh, what was his name? Well, I will think it after off the show. Todd, tell us the guy's name.
It was.
But anyway, we're laughing about that, but it's really sad. That's how this nation's going to hell. Because no one believes in the devil anymore. No one believes in right and wrong. And that's why, why not be happy? Let's party, man. You bring the booze, I'll bring the drugs, and we'll just have fun.
You know, I read a great article a long time ago by Patrick Buchanan, and he's one of my favorites. He's just awesome, you know. And he wrote about when people don't believe in hell, there's no accountability for anything.
That's exactly right.
How do you teach the difference for right and wrong? What are the consequences for doing wrong? And now we live in a world where there aren't any. There aren't any. And we can do all the
You've heard the old saying, you remember the old song, if it feels good, do it? Well, yes. That's what America is today. If it feels good, do it. If it don't, just let it lie. Remember that old song?
Kind of.
And that's where America is today.
Yes.
Whatever turns your crank, you know, whatever's right in your own eyes. That's the way it was in the book of Judges in the Bible. Whatever's right in your own eyes, go ahead and do it. I mean, who are you to judge?
Yeah.
It's absolutely the most insane stupidity in the world today. And believe me, LD, it's all coming to roost. As an old preacher preached one time, payday someday. It's coming.
Yeah. And, I mean, and I don't know where that report came from, I thought he had actually said that before, I don't know, but going into a holiday weekend, particularly this weekend.
Yeah.
No,
apparently this just happened today, published March 28th, in La Repubblica. He said that, so here we go.
Yeah, it. He says hell does not exist, and that condemned souls just disappear.
Yep. Well, that's taught in a lot of churches. That's taught in the Seventh Day Adventist churches and others. It's hypocrisy. But again, it takes away the consequences of sin. And I know people. Yeah. Some of them good people go to these fellowships, but a lot of them are heathens. They have nothing to fear. And why would it go to confession now? Why not destroy the needs for the priest? Why go to confession or count the rosary or do Hail Marys or give money to the priesthood if there is no hell? That does away with purgatory also. They taught for thousands of years, hundreds of years. So it destroys their whole doctrine.
Yeah. So what do you think? And it'll be interesting to see what happens.
It will be. It will be. I think most so-called Catholics will just ignore that, as they have most of the things the Pope's done lately.
Yeah. Well, that's... Yeah. But also, this is supposed to be the last Pope.
That's what I've heard.
He is supposed to be the last Pope.
Well, it's amazing that I knew Hutton Gibson for a long time. That's Mel Gibson's dad, and you know who that is. I know him for a long time. He wrote a book, Is a Pope Catholic? And the answer was no. So, I really did. So he didn't like the Pope either, even back before Francis here. So it's just the time we're living in. There are no more consequences for sin. So, you know, live like hell and think you're going to go to heaven. Don't worry about it.
You know, when we took the trip to Italy, and I don't mean to get on this, we can get on to some other topics, but my memory is, you know, I can't remember which church it was, because we went through so many churches when you're over there, because they're just so, you know, I mean, they have so much meaning, and when you walk into them, it's just, you know. It is, truly. But I can remember there was this one church that had the pictures of the popes. They were all over the tops of the walls, you know, and so forth. I don't remember how many popes there were, and I'm not Catholic, but there was only one spot left open.
Oh, really?
There was only one spot left open, and this pope will take that spot. So I don't know. It's I just thought that was just fascinating as heck, and but yeah, and I can't remember if we were in Rome. I can't remember if where exactly we were at, which church it was, and so forth. But it wasn't at the Vatican, because we had gone there too, and it wasn't in there. But it's real interesting. So
it is, and time will tell. It always does.
Yeah,
it always
but,
does.
Because the question: where are their pictures going to go?
That's a good question. It is, and you know, along the same lines, you know who Chuck Baldwin is, I'm sure.
Yes.
Okay, he'll be on my program several times. He'll be on again next month. But he just wrote an article I thought was really well written. I'm going to read it. But the headline, the title is "Conservatives and Christians Need to Apologize to Bill Clinton and Barack Obama," and I couldn't agree more. What we're seeing happening now with Trump, he signed another $500 million to Planned Parenthood. He signed a bill to strip away some people's gun rights. And it goes on and on and on. So I'm not going to get into all that. For whatever reason, it did or didn't do it. It's not the point. The point, he did it. And he's absolutely just another big spending warmongering. He's setting up another war cabinet. John Bolton has now been pointed in there. You know that he set up a war cabinet. Now, folks, I'm telling you the truth. I researched this a little bit. He's setting up a war cabinet. Don't be surprised if we don't soon end up in a war somewhere again. Just like it happened under Clinton and under Obama and under Bush, Jr. and Sr., all those. Nothing's changed, Melody. I like to think it did. I really would. Something maybe he's done okay. You get out of the Paris Accord.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, he got out of that. And that's wonderful. He did. And all these things are good. But that's like spitting in the wind. It's not enough yet. You know, you're spitting on a forest fire. You got, you know, what you've done a little bit, but you didn't do very much. So I thought it was a very good article by Chuck Baldwin. Now I'll shut up.
Taking us out of the Paris Accord, how did it really help us? Yeah, we don't have to pay for it, so it saved us a few dollars, but really didn't, even pulling us out of the TPP, out of that trade agreement, how did it really help us? You have China going in making all these types of arrangements and agreements with all these countries that, were left, basically stranded without us. They're going in there making the deals, and we're left out in the, we're not getting anything. People say, well, we don't need their trade. Maybe, but maybe not. The whole point is to have good trade agreements. And
there may have been a time they were right. May have been a time we could have been independent without their trade. But we're no longer that kind of country. We're no longer self-sufficient. It was a time that would have been true. Today, not so much.
Not so much, and you're exactly correct. And, whether we like it or not, we've been woven into this web of globalism. And, I would like to have seen more impacts on the Patriot Act. Let's have some changes on the Patriot Act or the NDAA. Or, hey, don't sign that surveillance law that Rand Paul was talking about. So, yeah, I mean, those are the things that were important, because those are the things that also affect our liberties and our liberties and our rights. So I want to be positive. But
I try to be. I truly do. I try to.
I just continue to see too many things that... they just don't one and one is not equaling two, and the amount of funds that are being spent. And he says, "Oh, he's never going to sign another spending bill like this one." The damage is already done. They got everything that they wanted. They got the EPA. They were supposed to cut the EPA by 30%. Well, that went out the window. There was another department. I don't have it in front of me. Another department. It was supposed to be cut by 20%. They got a raise of 12%. So it's the campaign finance. We talked about it on this program. That's all changed. So now the money is going to be heading into these campaigns like you've never seen before.
Well, tell me how could this happen? The Republicans control the House and Senate. How'd this happen? They were on our side, weren't they?
Yeah. Well. Just goes to show once again, they're all the same.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this on the other day on the program. I mean, everybody's complaining about they were giving this 2,000-page bill, and they had 10 hours to read it, and they voted on it. Well, everybody was upset because they were voting on something they didn't read, and I'm thinking to myself, they had plenty of time to read this. They've been working on this spending bill for how many months? They passed how many continuous resolutions to keep the government funded? They knew exactly what was in it. But people would be more upset with them thinking that they knew what was in it and passed it anyway than saying we didn't have enough time to read it. It's just...
Well, we were all played for a sucker again. That's not the first time. They're not getting virgins out of this. You know that.
Yes.
We've been lied to before. We truly have. And I'm like you. I want to see the positive side of things, and I really try to. I sincerely do, but somebody keeps slapping me in the face with other facts.
Yeah.
So it is what it is.
It doesn't make sense. And Russia's going to expel 60 U.S. diplomats.
Mm-hmm.
Close the St. Petersburg consulate. Everyone's talking about a new Cold War that's approaching, but you know what? I saw some, and you know what, ladies and gentlemen, it's really about stock markets. That's what it's all about. It's about money. They can't continue.
About money. Yes.
There was a $5 billion deal. I didn't get a chance to read this. A $5 billion deal that creates U.S. government debt superstore. The CMA Group is buying London-based exchange operator NEX for 9.9 billion euros, which is $5.5 billion, creating a one-stop shop for purchasers of U.S. debt. Now, isn't this all a coincidence since you had this thing with England and having their little squawk with Russia saying that they killed the diplomats or, you know, the agents in their country?
Sure.
We expel, you know, 60 Russian diplomats to send them back. We're working with them. Now, all of a sudden, you have Mr. Trump calling Merkel, calling Macron to make deals. And now, all of a sudden, we're buying the London-based exchange operator so it's easier for people to buy the U.S. debt. Don't you think that's all connected?
Of course it's all connected.
It is.
Of course it is. And they keep juggling this. And I said it before and say it again. I got to give them an A++++ for knowing how to juggle these things for so many years. They're good at it. Their conniving brains work very well when they'll continue to hoodoo us.
Yeah, I mean, it's just they're creating another system to take us deeper and deeper into that hole. And then I get emails saying, "Oh, you know, all these people are working together to oust the deep state and the swamp." It's just like I get in trouble for saying, "No, that's not true. I don't believe it's true. I hope I'm wrong, but I don't believe it's true."
You know, if we come on here next year, and all this we said didn't come to pass, everything went back to being rose colored. And really, really, really blessed as a nation again, I'd be thrilled to apologize.
Oh, me too.
I'd be thrilled to. Heck, if I could, I'd buy everybody a hamburger and say, "I'm sorry." You know? I mean, that's how good, happy I'd be. But that's just the way it is. I don't see it happening. I heard the same thing under Bush Jr. and Sr. Oh, we got a Christian office under Bush Jr. We got a Christian office. Everybody just, we're going to be all right. We're going to prosper. It never happened. 9/11 happened on his watch. He supported the Patriot Act. Went from there, of course, into Obama and all the rest of them. We see what's happening, folks. We're being played like a fiddle. And we don't seem to care enough to do anything about it anyway.
But well, there's this big video. And I love Greg Hunter, and he interviewed Dave Janda. And, you know, he's saying that, nope, they have it all under control. They're all going, there's going to be a full restoration of the rule of law, and it's going to blow the system apart. The globalist system is going to collapse.
Right
now, the good guys are 70-80% in control.
When's it supposed to happen? I heard it's supposed to happen middle of March. When's it supposed to happen?
We're already past the middle of March.
That's right, we are. So that's kind of curious. Okay, it's break time already. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival.
We will find you acting on your best behavior. Turn your back on Mother Nature. Everybody wants to rule the world.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSC Talk Radio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch. And today's March 29th. It's Thursday. And I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us today. 1-800-375-4188. Visit our website at Discount Gold and Silver Trading at dgscoins.com, dgscoins.com. Make sure you sign up for a weekly newsletter. And what else?
Well, I just wanted to say this, too. I want to thank the folks that support you because you support our ministry at this on 9 o'clock every night Eastern, too. And I want to thank you for supporting you so you can help us pay our bills, too, Melody. I mean that sincerely. Thank you, folks, for supporting her. But an article here I just want to share, and we'll see what happens. It's an article that caught my attention. It says, bullion banks most bullish on silver in history cover massive number of gold and silver shorts. Now, I don't know about you. You're much more educated on that than I am. But according to this article, they're looking for a huge increase in both gold and silver. But silver especially, they're really excited about. I don't know, Melody. What's your opinion on that?
Well, I'm excited about both also, you know. And I think silver, because it's priced in the cents and it has been really suppressed. And again, what I believe silver, I think I talked about this the other day on the program, silver right now is getting caught in between the industrial metal and also a monetary metal. It's getting caught. It's trapped. And I think once we have corrections in our markets and we have monetary problems, people will go to silver as a monetary metal. And that is when I think you'll see silver skyrocket. People have to remember, after the Hunt brothers, you know, they did come in and they put regulations on. So it's very difficult to get in there and manipulate the price of silver like the Hunt brothers did. But it can be done. And I think it's all, it wasn't, you know, it was just a way for them to suppress the prices of gold and silver. And I think silver at the levels that it is, I mean, it is, it's dirt cheap at this level.
It is.
Just absolutely, they're both dirt cheap. Yes, gold is 1300 plus, silver is 16, but they're both dirt cheap. So silver's going to do very well. We're going to see some big numbers in both gold and silver. But you know what? I'm a firm believer in buying what's suitable for each. I'm a firm believer of buying the fundamentals of each gold and silver.
That's why I like you and trust you. That's exactly why I send people over to you. You're not in it to rip somebody off and make a profit. You're in there to help these people. And that's why I send folks to you, Melody. I want you to know that.
Thank you. I mean, I could sit here and, you know, I could push silver all day long and so forth. And we used to do some ratio trading and with gold and silver. And then we went into 2008. We kind of went into more of a hold. You buy and hold your precious metals, because I do think we're ready for a major reset in our monetary system. I do believe that the system is close to collapse. The only thing that's keeping us together is the global markets that have been synchronized, funneling trillions of dollars to keep their economies flowing. And, you know, where is it going to end, and where is it going to end, and when is it going to end?
Yes,
and
yes.
So I believe the fundamentals for gold and silver are strong for both. Position yourself, know what each does, and then you can make it an informed decision. If you want 100% silver, I'm here to help you, to give you the best prices possible. If you want all gold, I'm here to do that. If you want a mixture, my usual recommendation is 80% gold, 20% silver. As the price of silver rises, it only makes sense to get more percentage in there. I also believe your assets should contain a lot more than 5-10%. It's like, what's the point? People who have big bucks, big retirement accounts, you know, and they're being told to put 5% of physical gold. How's that going to help you?
Well, it's not.
It's not.
It's not. And with the article I have from a lady named Sarah Cheney, wrote a very good article. U.S. annual inflation rate posts strongest increase in nearly a year. Now, this really caught my attention. We're putting money back in the bank or whatever for retirement, getting what? 1% perhaps, maybe 2%?
Not yet.
Well, prices rose in February, said, and annual inflation edged closer to the Federal Reserve 2% target, a sign of strengthening U.S. inflation pressures that could encourage the Fed to continue lifting interest rates this year. Now, I don't know, but inflation, they keep telling us, hey, it's what, 2 to 4%? Is that what they say normally, the official records?
Yeah, the official, yep. The target rate is 2%, and we're below
yeah,
that.
Yeah, exactly. So whenever you read that, when you hear that, though, and if you have any common sense at all, and you go to the store and price your groceries from last month to this month, and tell me it's only 2%.
I mean, you it's 2%.
I'm dumber than a rock, but not that dumb, okay? Ridiculous.
I know. Well, you know what? All of our needs, our health care, our energy costs, our food, the things that we need, they're all rising because they know that's the area that people will, they can't say no to. I mean, they need food, they need energy, they need health care. We're forced into health care. So they've kind of positioned our inflationary numbers, and that's why they take out, you know, food and energy when they report the official inflation number. But so again, if they don't like the numbers, they'll just refigure the equation to get what they need and fool the American people, and continue to fool the American people.
Well, personally speaking, as I said on the program months ago, my energy rates for electricity went up over 200%, from $189, actually close to $300, to $510. That's a huge increase in electricity, and I'm using less, if anything, than I was before. So this is, you're right. If they don't count that in, the price of fuel, propane or natural gas, of course, fluctuates in winter and summer, but it goes up. Price of gasoline is going up. They don't count that. So I guess you figure that doesn't really hurt our pocketbook any, because, you know, they don't count it.
Yeah, so you're right. Anybody with that does the shopping and so forth. I always said when they said we didn't have any inflation, I want to shop where they shop.
Exactly.
I do.
And when it's getting so bad now that Congress actually formed a committee to bail out 200 pension funds, I think something is behind the scenes we're not looking at. Because, see, as long as they can make it look like it's working, people are going to follow it. But I want to read this just a couple of paragraphs here. The U.S. pension fund system has gotten so bad, Congress is actually planning for its failure. As the government was working on the recent new budget deal and a subsequent boost in government spending, Congress quietly snuck in a provision that forms a committee which would use federal funds to bail out as many as 200 multi-employer pension funds where employers and labor unions jointly provide retirement benefits to employees. As is often the case, this rescue plan is too little, too late. The U.S. pension system is beyond repair, and if you're depending on pension income to carry you through retirement, it's time to consider a plan B. Now, Melody, I think that is just common sense statement there. The government keeps wanting to bail everything out. With what?
Well, you know, what
did they add of value? A piece of paper?
You know, after the Great Recession, I've talked about this many times in this program, is they wrote legislation to take retirement accounts, pension plans, basically retirement accounts. It says, hey, you can't take care of your money and you're concerned about the fluctuations of losing your money. Give it to us and we'll issue an annuity for you and we'll give you this little amount and that way you don't have to worry about, you know, never having enough money. This will be your universal basic income, but they don't call it. And it's all directions are heading there. There's $21 trillion plus sitting there in retirement accounts, pension. You know, you think they're going to let people walk away with that? Of course, they're not.
You do know that a lot of people are going to fall for that, too.
Absolutely, they will.
You know, man, I can't. I mean, we fell for everything else. What'd be different than this?
It's just like, just like Obamacare. People fell for it, and it'll be pitched, and it'll be paraded around, and it's the best thing since popcorn, and people will fall for it. I had an article today. I don't have it in front of me. Maybe we'll have to bring it to you next week. But it was about these cities and these states and their pension plans. Their budgets are coming due. And you know, that they're paying out so much in Medicaid. They're going after the entitlements. They're going after Medicaid. They're going after Medicare. They're going to go after your Social Security. Because everything else, you have their interest rates are rising. It's one of the largest, you know, it's going to outpace the entitlements. Just the interest on our debt.
Yep.
You have the Defense Department. That's what, $700-800 trillion. You may as well just say $1 trillion because you got these wars off budget. So you're talking $1 trillion to the Defense Department. So what do they have left? They've got you, ladies and gentlemen. They got us. They're going to take the. They're going to revamp Paul Ryan. There's word that he's looking to, you know, to walk out of there. But that was one of his agendas that he wanted to complete. So maybe it'll be done real soon. He wanted to reform the. I love the word reform. They want to reform the entitlements. That means take it away from you, cancel it. That means your Social Security.
And I mean, how many years now have we been as a people collateral for the national debt? How many years have they used that? We know if you study history, you'll find that's why we have birth certificates and death certificates and all the other things. We are used as collateral in a worldwide debt.
Yep.
And that's, and folks, if you really think you're working for yourself, believe me, you're worth so much money to the powers that be, I guess you say, the government, if you want to call it that, you're worth so much money to them, and they're going to use you up just like you use up a milk cow to the point they can't be butchered, milked anymore, then they're going to be butchered. They're about to come after what little bit you have left. You better count on that. It may not happen next year, this year, but it's going to happen. You can count on that for sure. They have to. They have no choice.
Yeah. And I'll tell you what, they'll hit Social Security before they hit Medicaid. You know?
Oh, yeah.
They will.
Yeah.
They'll hit Social Security. And then they'll combine what you get with Social Security to, you know, whatever you have in your pensions and your IRAs, and they'll figure out your monthly income. You use this much of power. We've got that from the smart meters. You know, we know what you eat, so we know how healthy you are. And
well, they actually have appliances now that I'm serious about this, yeah, that will be tuned into your doctor's prescriptions for you. And they will tell you what you need to order and what you can order. And I'm dead serious. As far as eating, they're working on that right now to tie into your doctor's prescriptions and plans for your life. And the refrigerator and appliance will tell you what you can and can't have. I'm not making it up. That's a fact.
I know. I said yesterday I saw an article where there's a little chip that they're putting in your tooth. It's a little square gold chip. And, hey, what a fad. People will love it. People will fall for it. This young generation, they'll fall for it hook, line, and sinker.
Sure, absolutely.
And what it does, it can monitor everything. It can monitor everything that you put in your body. It just monitors everything, like they do for cattle now. You know, they can monitor cattle if they have a little fever, if they have something, so they can determine how much milk this cow is going to produce, because they want to get as much milk from this cow as possible. So that cow needs to be in tip-top shape. So they implant a chip, and it can tell all the vitals of the cattle.
That's right. That's exactly right. That's already been done.
And we're nothing but cattle to them.
That's exactly right. We truly are. I got to ask another question, because you're the expert here on this. According to the article from Shu Chandra, we have the lowest jobless claims. We have the least jobless claims since 1973. We have more jobs available today than we have since 1973. The jobless claims have dropped the lowest since 1973. I don't see it happening. What do you see on that?
You know, there you can always come up with reasons and so forth. But you know what? I was reading into these jobless claims report, and that's kind of like been the same for years and years and years. I mean, you can go back to, you know, 1998. and you look at the U.S. jobless claims, and it'll say, oh, it's the lowest level since January of 1973. And then you have to look at how many people have fallen off the unemployment.
They give up. And how many we're working for $20 an hour and they're now making $8 an hour at McDonald's.
Yeah, exactly. So I really, you know, this is one report I really, you know, unless it's really, you know, big, you know, but I've heard that for I don't know how many years. Oh, these are the lowest jobless claims since, March of 1974, okay. So I don't, that's what I think of those numbers. They're deceptive.
Well, they are. They truly are. And they can fudge numbers and make them work any way they want to. You know that also.
Absolutely.
They do it all the time. And again, they're experts at it. They're geniuses at this. They're getting better at it all the time. But I do want to share this article too, that I think this is kind of different. In China, they've come up with a robotic car vending machine that's 5 stories high. I'm serious. And this machine, Melody, I'm gonna share this with you. I think it's kind of interesting. The machine stands about 5 stories tall and contains 42 cars of various models, including, this is, by the way, this is a Ford machine, the Ford Explorer SUV and Mustang. People can buy cars from a smartphone app in under 10 minutes. The vending machine will be open to the public from Monday to April 23rd. Buyers will be given a 3-day test drive before they have to commit to a purchase. Similar machines are being scheduled for Beijing and Hangzhou. So I thought you might want to know that if you want to buy a car, go to China and get you a vending machine. They're over there. Punch a button on your smartphone, drive a car away. How's that for a deal?
Convenience.
Tell you what, it really is.
I don't know.
And again, it's a fad. I promise you, if it ever gets to the United States, people are going to be thrilled to pieces.
Hey, I bought my car from a vending machine. How about that?
I punched a button, up popped my car.
But you can't use quarters. We do not take quarters.
But I'm reading these articles. I'm laughing about it, but it's really for real stuff. And it's a little bit on the spooky side in some ways. But, you know, when you see that we're getting more and more impersonal, we're getting more and more we don't speak with the people anymore. We do everything through computers and smartphones, and we pay bills by smartphones. We pay bills online. We no longer interact with people on much of a level. And I know for a fact, I just read an article the other day, that young people who spend less than an hour a day on their phones or computers are much happier because they communicate with other people face to face. They're much more content young people. And when we become a nation now of impersonal individuals, we don't need to work together, Melody. We just do a thing by phone or by computer. We don't need to really know each other and get to know each other. And that's another way of taking away the feelings of a people for each other.
Yeah, that's very true. It's very easy to divide.
Yes, it is.
That type of people. And I'm a little divided. We're heading into a break right now, so we're going to have to just quit talking. And stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. You're listening to Financial Survival, 1-800-375-4188 for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. The sponsor of this program brings this program to you each and every day for a very long time. And I'm very blessed and I'm very thankful that we've been able to continue for as long as we have. So 1-800-375-4188, your support. As Pastor Butch said in the beginning of the program, the funds, I mean, it comes, you know, I don't stick all the profits into my pocket. A lot of it goes back into programs, education.
It does.
Not just Pastor Butch, but many others. And that's what I believe in. And that's my way of giving back for being so blessed to be here and to share
appreciate
this talk.
Appreciate it very much. Yeah. By the way, you mentioned that, by the way, this week was our 25th anniversary on the radio on my broadcast.
Wow.
This week, 25. And by the way, I want to say one more thing. If people could hear what we talked about during the break, they might enjoy it more.
You think?
I mean, I was talking to folks about getting my butt busted by my dad a couple of times and telling them the story. Nonetheless, it's nothing really serious. We're not talking about you. We're just talking about things in our own lives. But yeah, this week made 25 years, and I certainly am not the biggest broadcaster, but I've been on the air a long time. I outlasted a lot of them by the grace of God and the help of the people. So, yeah. Melody, we may be doing something right because we're still here.
We're still here.
You know, if longevity has anything to do with it, then we must have done something right, and I thank God every day that I'm still here to minister to people and talk to people. And I hear every day, every week, I take phone calls from 9 to 4 on Thursday in the office. You'd be so many people call in, you support us, that are now broke, literally broke. Some of them ready to be kicked out of their homes. I'm dead serious about that. It's so sad, and I can't do a thing to help them. Yeah. So it's not just one person. I talked to a guy in Maine today, a guy in North Carolina. And a couple others talked to that were facing this situation. It's nothing fun to talk about. Being homeless is not a good thing.
No, it isn't. It isn't.
People have to understand, this is for real. Finances are getting tighter and tighter for everybody, unless you're a multi-billionaire, which I don't think most of us are. It's just getting tighter. When you live on a pretty much a fixed income or near that, because you make about the same thing every month and working your buns off, you realize that, you know, it's getting harder because inflation is for real, and it keeps eating up your earnings to pay your bills.
And you know what I think that's what bothers me the most, probably, about the administration, is we know there's people out there hurting, and yet everything that has been done really hasn't and won't help people.
Well, it hasn't anybody I talked to lately. It hasn't helped anybody I know of.
Yeah, and so this is just, you know, and that's what's bothersome. Even if the tariffs worked, and I'm a fan of tariffs, even if they worked in the world we live today, how long do you think it's actually going to filter down into this to where it makes an impact on people?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, it's years. When was the last time we heard of a corporation that's building a new plant? After the tax reform was done, oh, it was bonuses and, you know, jobs are coming. But When was the last time we heard anybody talk about jobs? When was the last time we heard of, you know, some sort of a big computer company that's, you know, buying up land and going to Michigan or Indiana or Ohio?
Sure.
When was the last time? So, you know,
you're making way too much sense. You know that you're busting my bubble.
You know? I'm sorry.
Well, it just is what it is.
It is what it is. You know, the multinational corporations got their, and they didn't pay much taxes anyway. But here we are working day in, day out. People out there paying their taxes because that's the right thing to do. And then you get these multinational.
It's a thing you have to do. They come and put you away. But anyway,
it's a thing you have to do. And and then these multinational corporations get taxed. And hey, I'm an S corporation, so I'll see benefits. I'll see benefits. But so I mean, I'm not complaining about it. But it's just I saw a report.
Go ahead.
I saw a report where they want to outlaw the stock buybacks. They should. But nothing will come of it. And then they spend $5 billion in order to bring back, buy something back from London so they can sell their debt faster. Now, that should scare the heck out of you.
Yeah, it should. It really should. But I don't know if people even can comprehend what we're saying there because it's been undercover for so long. No one, Melanie, most people, including myself and I'm sure a lot of other people, are so busy just trying to keep their head above water personally, they don't see what's happening nationally or internationally. They don't comprehend it. All they comprehend is a power bill is due and I don't have the money. You follow what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the part. When they keep you too busy to look up and see what's going on, that's another way to keep you enslaved. When they keep you so working so hard just to keep your head above water and to keep your food on the table, that's another way to keep you enslaved. Because how are you going to take a stand against anything if all you get done is working and trying to feed your family? How are you going to know what's right and wrong when you're so busy trying to make a dollar, you're not seeing what's going on behind the scenes? And that's part of the plan also. That's called slavery, is it not?
Yes, it is.
You know, I don't care what people like to hear, they're not. That's called slavery. And when you work hard to make your dollars, and 25% of it's taken out in taxes before you get it, and plus other so-called, they're not taxes, but it's along the same words, and other things you got to support, whether you want to or not, like property taxes and all that to support public schools you don't believe in, and on, and gasoline taxes and other taxes. Those things we'll call them hidden taxes in some ways because you don't think about it. You just pay them. So we ended up taking about 50% of what you make anyway, and you can't make it's
much more than that. Yeah.
Well, I know, but I'm being generous here. So, you know, I mean, think about that. So that's why no one is paying much attention to it because we're so used to it, Melody. We're so used to paying being paid slave wages and paying most of it back to the masters, we don't mm-hmm. question it.
We don't question it.
And that's just the way it is. You know, I heard somebody once said, and I can't remember, I want to see if I can find it real quick. If I can find it, I'd like to read to you, but it has to do with what I just said. Free elections, now this was by Hubert Marcuse, free elections of masters does not abolish the masters or the slaves. Think about that. Is that good?
Yes, it is.
You know, we just changed one master for another. And before we get into something else here, Venezuelans, by the way, Venezuelans will be able to buy houses and other property with their new national cryptocurrency. Real estate deals in the petro will be authorized in April. President Maduro announced the government will also finance the construction of 230,000 new homes using funds from the pre-sale of the oil-backed crypto. What do you think about that? An oil-backed cryptocurrency.
Well, the U.S. is getting pressure, and there's just so much going on. It's just unbelievable. I know they wanted to. I know I read where Venezuela they want to be forced into using the U.S. dollar And I don't think Venezuela is going to back down to saying no to it unless they absolutely have to. But so it's interesting to see them trying to bypass the U.S. dollar. But if their inflation gets so high, the only way they'll be able to do it would probably be to, you know, begin to accept the U.S. dollar. But we'll see how this plays out. And, you know, I don't know if it'll work for them or not. Well, when you had the inflation, just like they had in the Weimar Republic, when they had mm-hmm. the inflation, they introduced several currencies until there was confidence in it, to take it. So we'll see what Venezuela has to go through.
Well, you know, the inflation last year, I think it was about 4,000%. Was that right? If I remember right,
I believe 4,000%
inflation.
It's up there.
Yeah. So even they cut it in half. That's still a big
yeah.
one.
Yeah.
It truly is. And but this will make people happy, too. Walmart is trying out robots to do inventory and restock the shelves. Now, this was an article by Rich DeMuro. Amazon has sparked robot wars with other retailers, and Walmart is rising to the challenge. The technocrat mindset elevates efficiency and speed at the sacrifice of human ability. Of course, Walmart said no employees will lose their jobs over this. Everyone knows that is hogwash in the long run. So we checked out the expanded program at Walmart location in Burbank, California, of course. Customers there will see a robot in the aisles with bright lights and cameras on it. The autonomous bots propel themselves down the aisles one by one, avoiding human shoppers as they do their work. There are 150,000 products in the store. It can scan all of them in a typical day, explained Martin Hitch, chief business officer at Bossa Nova Robotics, the company that makes the robots. After an initial test, Walmart is expanding its use of the robots in a larger pilot program at 50 locations nationwide, including several in California. Now, that's not going to affect jobs, you understand, at all.
Oh, of course not.
You know.
Of course.
So, I mean, we're seeing technology is coming in, and whether it's good or bad, Melody, it's here. It's here.
It is. It is. And when you said that the robot will be going down the aisles warning the customers in Walmart, it took me right back to Lost in Space and Will Robinson's robot, Danger.
Danger, Will Robinson, Danger.
Danger. Took me right. Here I come. Jobs will be lost. I mean,
well, there sure will. There will be, and another show a division here. And I guess you already know that some counties in California have sued the state of California over the immigration laws. You know that, right?
Yes, they do.
I mean, they don't want to take part in being a immigration safe haven, so they're suing the state. Well, Arizona lawmaker named McSally announced a bid to run to replace Senator Jeff Flake earlier this year. She said that she wants to introduce a bill. Now, this is for real. She wants to build a wall between California and Arizona.
Okay.
I'm serious. You know, said when first hearing her quote, one could assume that she wanted Arizona protected from those filling this housing crisis and high taxation in California. Now, I know that sounds silly, and she probably is a figure of speech. But it's getting so bad now that these people are running for office on the idea of separating from California. And some counties in California want to do the same thing with California. Would you call that division?
A little bit.
Confusion?
I heard that New York was also joining California, which would be no surprise, but...
Well, there's other places across country that are coming together, and other states even are talking about dividing themselves. Now, I don't know if this is a coming to fruition or not. I seriously doubt it. But the point of it is, the people are no longer united. They've divided us, and they've done it on purpose, and they've done a very good job of it.
Mm-hmm. Yes, they have. They have.
You know, when you polarize the people, you conquer the people.
And there really is only one way that you can be out of their system, because they have you financially. And if
yes,
you don't protect your, if you don't protect your dollars, if you don't protect your own purchasing power, it's difficult to make those decisions. And we certainly have seen the pressure in gold, and we certainly have seen how it looks like there's no end to the stock markets. And you know, the stock market, just because it's high, I mean, it's just a psychological. That they're using it. It's their warfare. It's part of their propaganda.
Sure. Deception.
To make people. Yeah, it is. Hey, it's great. I hope people are making great returns on there when they get their quarterly statements. But how are you going to keep it? Once you have it...
Well, if you count inflation in over the last 20 years, it's not really all that much.
You're right. You're right. But but even still, people are getting these numbers. What are they going to do to protect it? You know, and you're right. If you use the inflation, it isn't as much as what it looks. But people just see the numbers on their statements. They don't think about inflation. So how are you going to keep what you have? You've got to get it into gold. And you got to take physical delivery of it. Absolutely.
Yes.
I mean, there are precious metal IRAs out there that are available for those who don't want to, you know, who still want to, you know, keep the IRA for the benefit that it gives. You can put precious metals in there. You don't take physical delivery of it. It does get stored. That is the disadvantage, depending on the amount that you have in there. I mean, people with large sums of money in there, it is difficult to pull it all out at once. But pull some out. And that's what people don't understand. You can set yourself up on a plan. Have a plan. What are you going to do? If it gets to this level, what are you going to do? How are you going to protect what it's gone up instead of just waiting for it to be wiped out, you know, 10%, 15% at a time? You know, there's lots of things folks can do, but you have to be proactive and do something about it. And it's hard going against the stream because every financial planner out there is telling you, oh, it's going higher. It's going higher.
Yes. Well, the your family, a lot of your family, I know from experience, personal experience, a lot of your family think you're nuts. You're going to do what? You're going to buy silver? You're going to buy gold? What for?
Are you crazy?
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Another segment going.
Another segment's gone. We're out of time today. Thank you, Pastor Butch, for joining me. Thank you, listeners.
Oh, you're more than welcome.
For joining us, and we'll be back tomorrow. Until then, be safe, good night, and God bless.
Ain't it sad? Still, there never seems to be a single penny left for me. That's too bad. In my